Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man?
To get to the soul of a man, let's go back to the beginning. But first, let's talk about Eve. Eve was created within the lush beauty of Eden's garden. But Adam, if you remember, was created outside the garden, in the wilderness. In the record of our beginnings, Genesis makes it clear, man was born in the outback, from the untamed part of creation. Only afterwards is he brought to Eden. And ever since then, boys have never been at home indoors, and men have had an insatiable longing to explore. We long to return. It's when most men come alive. John Muir said it, when a man comes to the mountains, he comes home. The core of a man's heart is undomesticated, and that is good. One North Face ad has it, I am not alive in an office. I am not alive in a taxi cab. I am not alive on a sidewalk. Never stop exploring.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
I love this book by John Eldridge, Wild at Heart. John says adventure with all its danger and wildness is a deeply spiritual longing written into the soul of a man. The masculine heart needs a place where nothing is prefabricated or modular or franchised, where there are no deadlines, cell phones, or committee meetings, where there is room for the soul, and where finally the geography around us corresponds to the geography of our hearts. Look at the heroes in the biblical text. Moses does not encounter the living God at the mall. He finds himself, or is found by him, somewhere out in the deserts of Sinai, long way from the mall. And where did the great prophet Elijah go to recover his strength? To the wild. As did John the Baptist and his cousin Jesus, who is led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Whatever else those explorers were after, they were also searching for themselves. Deep in a man's heart, John writes, are some fundamental questions that simply cannot be answered at the kitchen table. Who am I? Who am I made of? What am I destined for? You know, it's fear that keeps a man at home where things are neat and orderly and under his control. But the answers to his deepest questions are not to be found on the TV or in the fridge or running off with a woman. Out there on the burning desert sands, lost in a trackless waste, Moses received his life's mission and purpose. He is called out, called up into something much bigger than he ever imagined, much more serious than CEO or Prince of Egypt. And the wilderness trial of Christ is at its core really a test of his identity. If you are who you think you are, if a man is ever to find out who he is and what he's here for, he's got to take that journey for himself. He's got a guy to get his heart back because he wants to soar like an eagle. Have you ever noticed that society at large cannot make up its mind about men? I mean, the culture has spent the last 30 years redefining masculinity into something more sensitive, more safe, more manageable, even more feminine. And now the culture berates men for not being men. The culture says boys will be boys, as though if a man were truly to grow up, he would forsake wilderness and settle down completely, be at home forever in Aunt Polly's parlor. What's the subject for a lot of talk shows and new books? Where are all the real men? I love what John Eldridge says. The answer to the question, where are all the real men, is you ask them to be women. Here's the result. It's a gender confusion never experienced at such a wide level in the history of the world. Think about it. How can a man know that he is one when his highest aim is minding his manners? And then there is the church. You know, Christianity, in some sense, has done some pretty terrible things to men. When all is said and done, most men in the church believe that God put them on the earth to be a good boy. If they will try really hard, they can reach the lofty summit of becoming a nice guy. Walk into most churches in America and have a look around and ask yourself this question. What is a Christian man? Now, don't listen to what is being said. Look at what you find there. And there is no doubt about it. You'd have to admit that a Christian man is bored. He's there through duty, but he's bored and usually tired. I think women know this too and lament that they have no access to the heart of their man. Men know it, but they're often unable to explain why our heart is missing. We know our heart is on the run, but we often do not know where to pick up the trail. The church, meantime, wags its head and wonders why it can't get more men to sign up for the programs. John Eldridge believes the answer is this: we have not invited a man to know and live from his deep heart.
Got somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, tell me what about the soul of a man. When Christ stepped into the temple, the people all stood amazed. He was teaching the lawyers and the doctors how to raise a man from the grave. Well, I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me what about the soul of a man.
God made the masculine heart. He set it within every man and offers him an invitation. He says to us, come and live out what I meant you to be. You know, men and women are made in the image of God as men or as women. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him, according to Genesis. Of course, now we know God doesn't have a body, so the uniqueness can't be physical. Gender must be at the level of the soul, in the deep and the everlasting places within us. You know, God meant something when he meant man, and if we ever find ourselves, we have to find this. What has he said in the masculine heart? Instead of asking what you think you ought to do to become a better man, or woman, if you're a lady, ask yourself, what makes you come alive? What stirs your heart?
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.